Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. May I please speak with Joshua Bender?
This is him.
I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Before we begin, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
I am 23.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
Yes, I am white.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'm 10.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm a Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And in a few words, what specifically makes you say that?
Economy is garbage.
Okay.
Our foreign policy is horrible. Our borders open. There's the drug crisis, the mental health crisis. There's a ton. Basically, everything's wrong.
Thank you for your opinion. And now, which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I have a short list, and I know all are important, but the most important to you, I have improving K-12 public school education, protecting our democracy and freedoms, healthcare cost, gun regulation and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, immigration and border security, crime and violence, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, or climate change and environmental issues.
I'll say the economy and inflation.
Okay, inflation and the economy, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? And is that strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly approved.
And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
I'd say often.
And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
And how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat, not very concerned, or not at all?
I'd say somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. We're 50% now. I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
The first one. Tim Scott, from 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
50.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights, from 0 to 100?
I haven't heard of them.
Okay. The Republican Party in general, from 0 to 100?
75.
Cornel West, from 0 to 100?
say a 50.
50. Donald Trump, how would you rate him?
Like a 25.
Biden?
A zero.
Zero. The National Rifle Association, or NRA?
50.
And Black Lives Matter, from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Zero. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
If elections were held today, okay? And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat, not so worried, or not at all?
Not at all.
And now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement, okay?
Okay.
The first one, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
I'd say somewhat agree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
I'd say somewhat disagree.
The next one, minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly disagree.
We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech.
Strongly agree.
And the last two, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Neutral.
I just have somewhat agree or somewhat disagree.
I'll say somewhat agree then.
Okay, thank you. And the last one, immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Say that one more time.
Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
I
strongly agree.
I strongly agree.
And now we're almost done. We're at 75% now. And again, thank you so much for your kindness to help us. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
And now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country, and please tell me which you agree with more, okay? Statement A or statement B? Statement A, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Or statement B, some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by different people who have come together and put through to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. So which of the two statements do you agree with more, statement A or B?
A.
And much more with A or somewhat more with A?
Say much more.
Much more, okay. And I am going to read you a short list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today, and please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat, and 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0, you don't think it's being threatened or undermined at all, okay?
Okay.
The first one is a commitment to Christian ideals. From 0 to 10?
I'd say like 5.
5. the right to bear arms?
Say a 9.
Police that treat everyone the same?
Five.
Immigration to this country from 0 to 10.
I'd say 0.
0. Freedom to protest the police or government.
I'd say 2.
Okay. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
0.
And the last one, equal economic opportunities for all.
0.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your patience. And now I'm going to read you 2 statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. And please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10 again. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5, you somewhat agree. 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. The first one, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives. And we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10, remember 10 is strongly agree, and 5 somewhat, and 0 not at all.
I'm going to say 0.
Okay, the last one. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we'll risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 to 10?
I'm going to say 0.
0, okay. And now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again now. On a scale from 0 to 10, how motivated are you from voting in the next year's presidential election in November? 10 is extremely motivated, and 0 not at all.
Still a 10.
Okay. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and we're done. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Like 1 to 11, high school, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or postgraduate?
I'm a college graduate.
Okay, thank you. And are you married and married living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
And the last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, really. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Bye.